This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. If you live in Austin and you pay for the roof over your head, chances are a good portion of that money is going towards the Austin Independent School District. It claims the biggest share of your local property tax bill, and it aims to cultivate a new generation of Central Texans who are ready for college or career. So what's happening with the government institution that helps raise the city's children? Here now with us is the head of AISD, Interim Superintendent Paul Cruz. Thanks for your time, Paul.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the invitation.
Your budget is going up, right?
Yes.
But enrollment hasn't really increased that much. Where are you spending more money?
Well, one is we're going to continue where the pay from last school year, there was a one-time pay of 1.5% for every employee. And we're proposing, recommending that we continue the 1.5 and another 0.5. So that'd be a total of 2%. And that's for staff and for pay. Other increases are around some of the new programs that are going to come into place this year, such as the single gender schools at Bertha Sadler Means and the Gus Garcia Middle School. Some of it is around new programming. The other is just the cost of inflation. As prices do go up, you know, we need the revenue sources to support those increases.
Has there been any discussion among the members of the school board about a tax ratification election, raising the tax rate, or a bond election in the medium to long term?
Yes, there have been so many different discussions about how to raise additional revenue, and that being one of them. And there are reasons why we need to do that. This year, our budget, we are in a structural deficit. We are at $15 million going into reserves. And reserves is what we call the fund balance. And so we're going to have a multi-year strategy to review revenue that's coming in, but also potentially then would be additional cuts or cuts to our programs if there isn't some type of change in funding or funding formulas. And there is something also significant that impacts Austin ISD as what's considered a property wealthy district or Chapter 41 district. We've paid over $1 billion in recapture funds. Last year, I believe the payment was about $125 million. This year, it's going to go to $170 million.
Just to explain, the reason for the recapture for the Robin Hood program is to maintain an equitable level of education across the state, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I want to shift gears briefly, though. There are school board elections coming up in November. More than half of the seats on the school board are up for grabs. And the school board also has to hire a new superintendent to run AISD. I realize you are not eligible for that job because you're serving as interim superintendent. But how can this group of people govern a $1 billion-a-year institution when, after the board elections and the new superintendent is hired, many of them will have possibly little to no experience in AISD?
You know, it's true. There'll be newness there. But I think the good news, along with the newness and with the new energy and new thinking, we have individuals who've been in the school system and have proven results. So we have amazing principals. We have phenomenal teachers. And we have parents and partners who come to our schools every day to help and support. That strong base is here today, and they're going to be here tomorrow.
Would it make more sense to select internally a superintendent for AISD then?
People fall on different sides of that. And again, that's really up to with the board and making their decision for the best superintendent for Austin.
Let me ask you about some of the specific challenges that the board will face and the new superintendent could face. Boundary changes, which can be very controversial because often it means that some children are suddenly going to different schools and they have to make new friends, and that can have an impact on parents and families. When are you going to be adjusting school boundaries, and how can you do it without angering anyone?
You know, I don't know that we can, because that is always a challenge because that impacts families directly. You know, I'm attending one school now, and then I might have a sibling or another child who is going to attend a different school. And so that's very real. That is something we do not take lightly. We have identified schools that are either overcrowded or under-enrolled. And we are meeting with the Campus Advisory Council for every single school that's been identified. And we're having the conversations at the school level and with the communities who are most impacted. So we're not going to set one strategy and say, well, now it's going to be a boundary issue, or now it's going to be a new program issue. Really, we're taking the complexity of the issues at that school, and we're going to design a strategy around it. Who's going to design the strategy? It'll be the Campus Advisory Council with other members of that school community.
You brought up single-sex schools. This is one of the reasons for the growth in Austin ISD's budget. And a lot of scientific evidence has suggested that single-sex education is no more effective than schools that have both boys and girls. And even some school board members have acknowledged this, but said they wanted to offer it as an option to local parents. But is it really an option if you're taking over Pearson Garcia Middle Schools that have existing attendance zones and telling parents, well, you can just opt out and put your kids on a bus?
And, you know, and that the opting out is for a choice, to give parents that choice. But the reality is, at Pearson Garcia, we needed to develop a new academic design for the schools. And it is true that the schools over time had not been performing where they needed to be. So we did need something significant to address the performance at the schools. And that's where this opportunity comes up. That's opportunity for the students who live in the assignment area, but students also who live outside of the assignment area for now Gus Garcia Middle School, but also Pierce is now the girls' school. So that is the Bertha Sadler Means School for Young Women.
You're a professional educator. You have a PhD in public education, right?
Yes.
Single-sex schools, is that something that makes sense to you as a better way to educate children with maybe higher needs?
You know, I do think it provides much more opportunities for many families. And families do choose for a single gender school. We have the Ann Richards School for Young Women Leaders. That is a school of choice. We have Garza Independence High School. That's, again, another school of choice. What I think is important here is that in Austin ISD, with 86,000 students and with the diversity that we have in our school system, is that we offer different options for parents and for students.
Okay, so Austin ISD is touting that it has raised graduation rates to all-time highs, which is true.
84.1%.
Right. But the graduation rates of minorities are still pretty significantly behind the statewide average. What is preventing Hispanic and African-American students in Austin ISD from achieving the same standards as their counterparts across Texas?
I'd probably say, a couple of things. And there could be many factors, and they're also very situational to one or two, you know, every individual student. But one is about reading on grade level, for students to have a strong grasp of reading, of literacy, and be able to communicate. And so that's really important for every youngster. I think another factor would be socialization, that a student feels that they're coming into a school where somebody knows them, somebody's going to take care of them. And I think that's important.
Okay, today's the first day of the school year. Any message for parents and children and students of Austin ISD?
Well, one is we've started this, our new campaign about hashtag AISD Proud. And so we want is all of our students and our teachers, our parents to be AISD Proud because of the richness in our schools, the richness that we have in options for our families and our communities. And we're just excited to have everybody back. And of course, always safety is important. So anytime we're crossing the streets, looking both ways, making sure we're very alert to our surroundings and getting to school safely and on time.
Paul Cruz is interim superintendent of the Austin Independent School District. Paul, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.